Quiet, please.
You're listening to Birdies and Bogeys, hosted by Jordan Bloxham and Weston Mon, bringing you golf's week in review, recapping your favorite tournaments with professional insight from their perspective. Now, quiet, please. Here's your hosts, Jordan and Weston.
Weston.
Jordan.
What's up?
Oh, just a little bit of golf.
Just a little bit of golf. Yes, it's actually, courses are opening up here in Utah.
Well, if you're familiar with Utah and it's March and it's 45 degrees, that's golfing weather, apparently.
Well, considering you usually are about, I think the average temp right now is about 55 usually, and there's no snow on the ground, and you've probably been golfing for about 2 weeks at this point,
yeah,
at least. So yeah, people are chomping at the bit. And so there's people out there, even though conditions may not necessarily be ideal or the best, right? There's some courses that are still too wet, and there's some courses that are not opening back up for that reason, which I think is smart. But they're looking at their revenue sheet and they're like, oh boy, we got to get this going. We're 2 weeks behind at least.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Every city course's main problem is that the city sees the golf course as a source of revenue. And it's not. It's not a revenue center. Some can, but
no, I think they are. I think they actually, there's a lot of them that actually make money. But then, as a municipality, they siphon those funds off.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of they don't put them back into the course.
Uh-uh.
No, they put them into something else.
That's the biggest problem. And so that's why the muni course is just, they don't have a chance, right?
But yeah, they don't reinvest it like they should. One place that I think, well, whether they reinvest it or not, TPC Sawgrass, which is owned by the PGA Tour, and the site of this last week's Players Championship.
Uh-huh.
It was in pretty good form. I think it was better on Thursday and Friday. Saturday, they got a little bit of rain, so it softened it up, or I guess Friday night into Saturday morning. They got a little rain, so it softened it up. And then I think they thought the wind was going to dry it out too much, so they actually, I think they put some water, a little more water on the green than,
yeah,
and it didn't quite get as windy as they thought. So it would have been nice to see it a little bit firmer for that final round.
But, yeah. Well, one of the interesting stats about this place that I saw, apparently green fees are like $750.
Yeah. Sure.
That's insane, by the way. Looks like I'm never playing Sawgrass.
Well, considering it's more than
More than Pebble.
Which, I don't think it's not a better overall course. I think there's some challenges and there's some things there, but I don't think it's a better course than Pebble. And it doesn't quite have the history that Pebble has. So
it's just a lot of money, but that's probably why it's in good condition.
Yeah. Well, they got to make some of their money that they're giving to the players. It went into the purse this week where
the players fund.
Yeah, I think seven players. What was it? Oh, five players. The top five players won over $1 million. Hideki being the last one, which his name hasn't popped up on the leaderboard for a while.
Yeah.
Hideki.
He does play good on hard courses. So.
Yeah, and Victor Hovland. Saw a great meme about him because you saw like his green on green in the final round. And it was, I think it was, they pulled a clip from Squid Games. And
Yeah.
the guy was like, I knew I recognized that,
Well,
that outfit from somewhere.
somebody had to take the shoes of first the OG veteran Jasper Parnevik and a little bit of Ian
Like
Poulter. So I think
Poulter.
Hovland picked the bill.
Yeah, he was there, but he was playing good. He got a little bit hot that final day, and then kind of fell off. Did he hit it in the water on? No, he didn't hit it on the water on 17. Just kind of didn't after he birdied 11, 12, and 13. Just couldn't get anything else rolling. The hottest guy in the course, though, was Mr. Tyrrell Hatton,
Oh
who
my gosh.
birdies his last five holes, shoots 29 on the back.
Oh.
So a couple of course records. The back nine,
Yep.
lowest back nine.
I'd say that's the greatest back nine played this year.
No, it was good. And then some, you're watching it and you're like, man, he just keeps making birdies, right?
It
He's
was
rolling in putts. And
so good.
then he hits the putt on, or he hits the shot on 18 out of the pine straw,
Oh.
a cutty 4 iron, where he starts it over the water, hits it
Oh.
and gets it to check for about a 12 footer.
It was
Yeah.
one of the best shots of the year. Like that's impressive.
And
That
then,
was, oh,
yeah.
can't
And
get enough of that.
then you got to see the eighth wonder of the world, the Tyrrell Hatton smile.
Yes.
He smiled after that.
Yes.
He's like, yeah, that was good.
Well, it's funny. These telecasts have learned their lesson, miking up Terrell. He definitely has more colorful feedback on the golf course. So a
Oh,
lot of
yeah.
times they don't mic him up for that reason, and you don't know what he's saying anymore.
I think you should, right? You've got a delay. You've got the mute button.
There is something unique. I'd say Tyrrell Hatton's comments after a swing are like Hideki's follow through after a swing. Like you never know what you're going to get. It may look, he may be like pissed at it and he's center of the green 15 feet away.
That's a joke that I'll tell. Where somebody gets pissed and they not get close, I'm like, well, you just decked
Yeah, no kidding.
it. But yeah, he was hottest player on the course, to get into a solo second.
Yep.
The hottest player from the weekend, though, Mr. Tom Hoagie.
Oh.
Shoots a course record 62 after was booking flights
Yeah.
home when he's like, oh, made the cut. And then shoots a
Close.
62 and then a 70 to go 12 under for the weekend and get it to 10 under and a nice little paycheck
Yeah, that was good.
after that. But the man of the weekend, Mr. Scottie Scheffler,
Oof, hot
who
hand.
hot hand. Well, and he takes the number one spot back. But like, it's funny because you'll hear just like people bagging on it, but he just knows what it does, right? It's not something that you're going to teach the footwork, but everything else is in a really good spot, right? Whether this continues, right, as he gets older and loses a little bit of that, like how fast he falls off. But right now he just swings it. And it might never like fall off a ton because it's not necessarily a technical thing, right? He gets into some good positions, but I don't think there's a lot of stress on his body, so it's not like there's going to be many like injuries or anything because there's moving, so it's taking pressure off when he's going through. But dude was striking it, right? Hitting drivers when maybe he shouldn't have into spots, but didn't gain a ton of spots. Like, what was it? A tenth of a stroke over the entire tournament. Yeah, a tenth of a stroke over the entire tournament on his putting.
48th out of the field. Just excellent ball striking. I mean, just not only for this tournament but for the year. Like he's leading a lot
Yeah,
of
but the
stats.
top five everywhere else, and tee to green was first. So just putting it in spots where he didn't need to gain a ton of strokes, right? He just didn't need to lose strokes putting. And his lag putting was pretty good. I will say that. I think that's probably where he gained his shots. He didn't like, I don't think he made a ton of long putts, but he rolled a couple up there close. And so it was just tap-ins. So.
No, that's absolutely right. Like he just didn't get in a lot of trouble,
No.
and that's really what I think won it for him. Like a lot of people made birdies,
Oh,
had
yeah.
a lot of doubles and a lot of bogeys mixed in there. But
Well, I mean, you have
wow, man.
guys in here, right? You look at somebody, Minwoo Lee ends up tied for sixth, and he makes 2 sevens on his the final day, right? Makes a triple and a bogey. So it's not like he was tearing it up by any means, for sure.
Scotty had one bogey in the first round, one bogey in the second round, one bogey in the third round, and then two bogeys in the fourth round. So five bogeys over the week. And this course is just, it's totally
It's
positioned
so,
for
yeah.
bogey.
Well, you just meant it, right? And it's not, you get a guy like Rory who was off. But you get off and you pay for it, right? You end up missing, I mean, Chad Ramey, who ends up, I think he ends up, what did he end up? He ended up down the line, but he was leading. He got it to 10 under twice. And then what did he? He ended up at like 5 under. Yeah, ended up at 5 under. But he got it at 10 under twice. I mean, and the second round where he makes a double on his last day, but I think in the third round, was it the third round? No, second round. Second round, he makes a seven, and it was his eighth hole of the day, but he makes a seven on number 17, and he didn't really hit a bad shot. Right? It's just 17 where he hit something that just stayed, got up on top, and just skipped over, right? And then hits a shot from the thing, tries to get up there, flies it up just up top. So it gets it just up top and it rolls off the back. And all of a sudden, there's your seven. Here you go. Here's your prize. So you didn't have to be off a ton and you're going to get punished. And that's
Totally.
not what Scotty did. That's not what Scotty
No,
did.
I, yeah, he really just he owned it, and he didn't let the problems explode or get any worse. And he just, even on 18, like so typical of Scotty, Tyrrell Hatton, he played the hero shot and it paid off huge, right? Hits a cut 4 iron out of the pine straw to like 12 feet and makes the birdie putt. Scotty punches out. And granted, he had a 5-shot lead at this point to win anyways, but
That makes it
punches
easier.
out. It does. Punches out, and then he hits a wedge in or whatever, and
Then yeah,
he makes
knocks
the
it
putt to
in.
save par. And that's just him, right? Like
That's
it's
yeah, and that's what he does, right? But to be granted, knowing the Terrell may have hit that no matter what. But
He would have. That's him.
that could just be him. But it also was situationally, right? He's like, I need to make birdie. He's like, 11 under is not going to get it done. He's
Yeah.
like, 11 under. He's like, it's 12 under or 9 under
Yeah.
is basically what it was. So.
And he wasn't going to miss out on much. Maybe it was like 500 grand, but no, maybe more. But anyways, it was definitely situational. But yeah, Scotty just he avoided the issues and he
Yeah.
just played the best golf straight up.
No big numbers, gets the number one spot back. But 17 was playing easy. I'm just kidding. It wasn't. It really wasn't. But there was three aces, which is the first time there's been multiple aces during one player's championship. But
Well, there's at
just
least
kidding.
one a week. They always have one, whether it's during the practice rounds or the regular tournament.
No, I don't think. I
I
mean,
remember last year having.
there was one. It's only, was there one last year? Yeah, there was one last year. But they don't get one every year. But yes, this year was an anomaly. And three were made on it. And sometimes you get good breaks, and sometimes you get great breaks. One of those $275,000 breaks was Mr. Jordan Spieth getting one off
Oh.
a spectator's knee on his final tee shot at number nine. That thing
And
was gone.
the drive was gone. That thing was curving harder than a banana and it was going right towards the water, but the way it hit this guy's knee, like that was square dead on. It was not a glancing blow. That
No,
was flush.
well, because it bounced like 30 yards back
Yeah. Into the fairway.
into the fairway. So if that even bounces
Yeah.
into the rough, right? Because does he makes birdie, didn't
He did make.
he? I think he did make
It
birdie. Yeah, he makes no, he makes eagle.
was Eagle 3. That's right.
It was an eagle three on round two. Yeah, he makes an
Yeah.
eagle three off the dude's knee. So if that goes in the water, because that gets him to even. So he would have had to have parred from hitting it in the water, dropping in the rough, and then had to get down in. So that would have been three, four. So you had to got down in three from there, which would have been no picnic. But yeah, makes an eagle off the dude's leg, shoots six under the following round in the third round, and makes 275K.
Yeah.
And the dude gets a glove and a signed flag and tickets for the weekend.
Yeah. Which I
So.
mean, that is pretty cool. People are joking because he's like, man,
Yes.
I'll just give him whatever he wants. You say that in the moment, but
Yeah.
I mean, how much do you pay a spectator? That's one of the reasons, like, for 30 years, Jack Nicklaus never lost a golf ball. Spectators are there to find everything.
Yeah.
But that's, I guess, a benefit, you know, take advantage of it. But that's a nice little gift. I probably would have orchestrated a little bit different gift if it were. What would you have asked for? If you were Mr. Knee, what would you have asked for?
I don't know. That's a good question, right? Because what are you doing so you don't look like a total tool? And this
Yeah.
guy didn't ask for anything from what I gather, right? He's like,
Which means he's probably the nicest and most perfect human being in the world.
he's there, and like said, and Jordan did what he should have, got him tickets for the weekend, got him a signed flag.
Yeah.
Right. So that guy lives in infamy. Right. I don't know
Yeah.
that I'm asking for anything. I'm out on the course. It's going to happen. Yes. It's a great break for Spieth, but right. I've got a story to tell for forever.
Yeah.
But if I, you know, if I'm asking, I'm just like, hey, if I'm ever in Dallas, I just want to play around with you. That would be it. That'd probably be it. Like if I'm
Yeah.
ever in your thing, let's go play around.
I think that'd be pretty sick.
Because then it's not
I probably.
anything crazy, right? It's not like he's asking to play Augusta with him or something, right?
Right,
Which
right.
Spieth has access to.
Yeah, as a champ,
Yeah.
I'd say if I was Mr. Knee and Spieth said, "No, seriously, man, I'll get you whatever you want," I'd be like, "Can you get me a session with Scotty Cameron, and have him make me a putter?
Yes.
Would that be
Ooh.
all right?"
Yes, there you go. Yeah, that would be, like I
So,
said, yeah, we don't have to let
and
anybody
a round of
know.
golf with you. A
Yeah.
after he makes it, then we'll go play Torrey together. How about that?
Yeah, if you're going to be there,
But
though, there's better golf courses in that area than
there
Torrey.
is, but I mean, you're right there. You're right there. But no, I don't know. I'd probably do something like that. And then, like, on the back of the putter, it'd be like Spieth and me with a heart. Forever.
No,
In all
just
honesty,
on the bumpers, it's just the knee.
the knee, in all honesty, though, that knee made Spieth. I mean, he did have to finish out the weekend and play some decent golf to do it, but
Yep.
made him 275 grand.
It gave him the
That's
opportunity to win 275 grand.
more than like 90% of the nation's ability of annual income in one
Yeah,
tournament, right there.
for sure, for sure.
So considering that, that's a pretty big payout right there.
Oh, yeah. Now to the bad news.
There's no bad news. What do you want?
There's no bad news. There's just reportedly bad news. You
Okay.
when this popped up, you wrote this, and I hadn't seen this, and this just came out today. So I read it before this. And I was like, when you started writing it in there, because I hadn't seen anything. You know, usually stuff like this pops up on my feed.
Yeah, usually you're in the know.
USGA and the RNA proposed to roll back the golf ball. But
What?
whoa, wait for it. This is where it gets, but only for elite level tournaments. For one,
Did you just between the
what's,
lines say bifurcation?
yeah. For one, how do you, what, where's the line on that? And how do you expect the people to get, so all your junior tournaments, are they can considered elite level?
Nope.
No. Okay. College, are they considered elite level?
Nope.
Probably not. Mini tours, are they considered elite level?
I'd say no.
Right. So
Because
where do you make this cutoff, and where,
not part of the.
yeah, where does this come into
Well, and
play?
another good question is like, suppose you want to qualify for the US Open.
Yeah.
All the pros are playing one golf ball. When you go to qualify, do you play your golf ball? Because your handicap is based off of the golf ball you've been playing that entire year to even get you into the qualifying location. So
Yep.
do you now have to change golf balls? Like
Yes.
that doesn't make any sense.
It makes zero
And you
sense.
can't qualify. Yeah, you can't qualify with a different golf ball. And then expect to get there, and then be, I'm sorry, you need to use the elite competition golf ball. And it's like, wait, what?
It's a mess, right? I looked like I was reading, and I'm like, okay, where do you make that? It's stupid, right? It really is. Either you just say, okay, we can't go any further than the ball goes right now. You can't go any further. You can make some things this and that, right? When you start getting into, because if you're going to roll it back, you got to roll it back for everybody. Because one of the great things about golf is that you have a true measuring stick of your abilities compared to the pros,
Yeah,
right? This
absolutely.
happened, that goes away. Right. And we've seen some courses. It's not right. If it was firmer and it would have got windy this week, right? If they would have kept everything right, if they would have softened up the fairways but firmed up the greens, it could have been havoc, right? They do it every year at the U.S. Open, although they dry out everything.
Yeah.
But it's
It
not that
to
they're
blame
hitting
the
it too far.
single, yeah, just to blame that single variable, the golf ball. It to me, it's dumb because there are so many different ways to protect a golf course against distance, and it's not, people don't think it's fair. I get that. I think the biggest complaint is, well, what about the guy that only carries it 255 on tour and then rolls out another 30 yards? Now he's in that range to play, to take players out of competition. The
Right.
same way that I can't just walk onto the NBA court at 6'3" and expect to be a center. Like, it just doesn't happen. There's no center my height.
Right.
And so you have to consider that elite level sports based on physical ability will single out people with greater physical ability
Oh,
as expected.
so, and this is where it really gets into it, right? It's like, okay, so one of the things that they're doing is they're gonna, which makes zero sense to me, right? I started reading through this, and it's so what they're going to do to check this is they're going to take the robot that does the testing for the golf balls, and they're going to bump it up from 120 miles an hour to 127 miles an hour. There is not one single player on the PGA Tour that has an average swing of 127. There's a few guys that have got 127 and above during the year, but so far in the 22-23 season, distance is down 2.3 yards. Okay, there's a couple of things. And since 2011, the average driver speed on tour has gone up 2 miles an hour to 114.72. Okay, so now you're testing the ball at a level that is 13 miles an hour faster than the average. So my question
Yeah.
is so when you do this, so is it just taking, so are you punishing the guys that hit it further now? Just because
Yeah.
now the guy that swings it at 100 miles an hour, that ball may still be bouncy. Or, I mean, obviously they're not going to be 100, but so you've got a guy that swings it at 110. You got a guy that swings, average swing speed is 122. Now, all of a sudden, that guy at 122, he's losing and it's equal, but maybe percentage-wise, it's not, right? His decrease is, let's say, 10%. But the guy who's swinging at 110 only loses 3%. I'm
Yeah.
like, oh, okay, so now you're punishing the guy for being a better athlete and leveraging his advantage, right? It doesn't make sense to me. Zero sense to
No,
me.
it doesn't. I mean, look at the tour from a testing perspective to average, right? Because that's really the way you look at it. Any one of these guys on tour can swing over the robot testing. I can swing over the robot testing if I just want to just close my eyes and give it everything I've got. Doesn't mean I'm going to hit it in the center of the fairway, right? So it's about averages, and that's why it's important. There are only 23 golfers that average over 120 mile per hour swing speed, which means out of the 210 tested, it's about 10%, maybe 10.5%. That are actually swinging over what the testing is. So just for that 10%, because they can do it, now you need to just
Yeah.
murder all
And
the testing for everybody else. That doesn't make any sense.
this is coming from a guy who doesn't anymore, right? Like if this were me,
Yeah.
if that's how it worked out, right? If it was equal across the board, but I don't know that it's equal across the board, right? It may be more penalizing if they do this to a guy who swings faster. So in turn, it'd be helping a guy like me out that's on the slower end of the swing speed. But that's
Quite
crap.
possibly, because right now the efficiency of the golf ball and the golf club, you're like maximum is like 1.5, but out of some testing I've seen that go beyond. But the reason it gets to that point is because at 120 mile per hour swing speed testing, the max distance it's going to allow is 320 yards. But when you take that swing speed test and you move it up to 127 and you don't change the max limit of 320, it's thus requiring the golf ball to perform less effectively, right? And so maybe that smash drops to like 1.42 off the driver, right? So there's just some weird stuff about it, but like honestly, and this solves like so many more problems than just driver distance. It really is quite incredible, but it does affect the overall experience of watching golf. You can increase the length of fairways by a quarter inch, and you will dramatically reduce distance on the PGA Tour. Because how many times did you see the ball run out 25, 30 yards at the players off the tee? I mean, the guy that was in the final group was hitting 296 yard driving irons. Okay. Why? Because he's flying at 240 and getting 60 yards a roll.
Yeah, that's a
So
stinger. Like I said,
the reality is
you could take that out of the
now
hand,
you
right?
add a quarter inch. Yeah. But you add a quarter inch to the grass. What happens? You get a little bit more grass between the blade and the ball. It reduces spin. It makes it harder to hold greens because there's less spin because there's more debris in between that contact. So you're not going to get these shots that really nip and spin back,
You
which make it
actually,
harder.
you have to become a shot maker again. You have to become a ball
Yeah,
striker,
no shot maker.
right? Because
And you want to know the
I don't think it's
what?
ball striking is rewarded as much as it used to be.
No, you just hit it straight. That's it. And the ball wants to go straight. But
And it
you add the grass, it makes it harder. Long irons are harder. You got to roll them in. And then you don't have to bake the greens to protect them because they're not hitting wedges in anymore. They're hitting two clubs back. And the
Yeah,
greens
at
don't
least
have to
the
be
club
baked,
back,
which can help save.
they can be firm. They don't have to be baked.
Yeah. And then here's the really cool part. When you have grass with longer blades, you require less water to actually water the fairway because the grass provides protection to the sun, thus being an environmental benefit. Less water to keep the fairway green, meaning you can still have a fairway
And
with a
healthier,
little bit
right?
more grass and healthier. Yeah.
Yeah, healthier.
And
Man.
guess what? That right there immediately reduced PGA Tour driver roll by 20 yards. Boom. Just
You're
like that.
crazy.
Because
You're
those
crazy.
fairways,
Yeah.
those things are like, they're like pool tables. I've seen those fairways roll faster than the greens.
I mean, they're
It's
firm, and
just,
like I say, when they get them, they definitely. They build them to roll out, right? Right? Because what do they want? They want to see that distance, but right? It's hard to put the cat back in the bag, but you could, right?
oh,
There's easy ways to do it, right? You grow the
totally.
right, and then you don't even necessarily, right? You can keep the rough at a decent, length, but you're not going to have to because. You don't have to be like, well, we need to protect those guys that are just bombing it up there and just wet gouging it out with a wedge. So, right?
Yeah.
Now they're hitting 9 iron. It's not as easy.
Yeah. It isn't. To me, it solves a lot of problems. And for everybody that's listening, like, what course do you play? And what is the max roll you're getting? Probably max roll is 15 yards.
Not that. Like, yeah,
That,
it's
like,
not
on a
that.
lucky bounce, you're getting 15, but most of the time it's 10. You're
Oh,
getting 10
yeah.
yards. And how many times have you walked out on a fairway and you see the ball mark where your driver landed?
Yeah. And some of that is for one, that's a twofold, right? They're doing it the wrong way. They're
Yeah,
keeping the
they're
grass
doing it
long
the wrong way.
and they're watering too much. Right?
So, and now we live in Utah, so there's extreme examples of heat. There's a heat wave coming, and you got to do this and that. But honestly,
But
like
even there, even if in a heat wave, you should be keeping them longer anyway, and you still don't need to
exactly.
water as much. Oh.
And there are so many tactics and techniques. This is just one. And you really break down all the positive impact that it has on the tournament. These are all PGA Tour things. Like when they came to
Yep.
Thanksgiving Point and they set up the Korn Ferry event, those fairways started to turn purple. They baked the fairways. And that's just a stipulation of coming in. Oh, PGA's Tour coming in. All right, we're going to mow them super short and we're going to bake them and we're going to get tons of roll. That's how we do it around here. And it does not even come
Yeah.
close to what regular course conditions are, and there's no regard.
Nope. Ugh.
So,
All
I mean,
right.
that's my solution, and it's a simple one, and it conserves water, it's environmentally friendly, makes the game tougher, and now you don't have to have a 7,800 yard golf course to protect from the bombers. You
Well,
can play a 7,000 yard golf course
yeah.
at a par 70 with
And
fairways
it,
that don't roll, and you're going to have a great tournament.
right? And it's still going to be like, even you go to most really good like country clubs. And yeah, sometimes they have, but usually they're a little longer, but they're not like super soft, right? But you're getting it
Yeah.
into, right? It doesn't, right? I don't need the golf course to be tour level, but it'd be nice, right? There's times where in those conditions, you're still getting 15 yards of roll. You're not getting
Yeah.
35, 40, but you're getting 15, which is great.
60.
Yeah,
Yeah.
there's some extreme cases, but
And there's if you watch the Masters this year, keep your eyes open. They change the way they mow their fairways. You don't see checker patterns out there.
nope.
They actually mow the fairways to the tee box,
Yep.
causing the grass to actually tilt towards the tee box, meaning you're hitting into the grain from the tee box, which slows down roll. They didn't add yards, but they made the course longer by making slightly longer fairways and into the grain.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It can be done, but they're the ones that are fighting distance with agronomy instead of the stinking PGA Tour, which is like, let's roll the fairways away from the tee box.
Yeah, let's roll
Let's mow
everything.
them down to green height level, and we're going to get 80 yards of roll. And it's just,
It's
I know
stupid.
that's extreme, but
It is,
it's
but
really what they're doing.
there's a couple of times where those ones that they're hitting like 450, it's not flying. It's not flying 420, folks. It's just not.
No.
But let's get
So
into
that kills me.
the saviors, Scottie Scheffler back. TaylorMade save
Yeah.
ya. Because he
Yeah.
is playing
Yeah,
the
that was the best
TaylorMade
meme.
still too. Yeah. The
If
Spider-Man.
you saw the meme, it was flown around. You got Spider-Man and like he's saving the subway bus on the upper train, the elevated train tracks, and he's got the web's clinging to the buildings, do everything you can to hold on. And then somebody puts the TaylorMade logo right on top of that thing.
Then
And
Scotty's
there's
face.
Scotty saying it.
Scotty's
And
face
it's a
on
funny meme because
Spider-Man.
if you follow equipment, you know that some of the key players with TaylorMade are not playing the Stealth 2.
Or
And
they
that,
are and want to move back, have
yeah. And
vocally
so,
expressed their displeasure with the stealth too, which it
Yeah.
makes no
And
sense.
Tiger's
He's got
always
to
kind
have
of slow to,
access to
yeah.
he's got to have access to one. That the fact that Rory can't go back to the stealth is absurd.
Yeah, there might be some contractual things there, but Colin Morikawa, he just dumped stealth altogether and he went back to the OG sim. And his reason was like, I get a two-way miss with the stealth too, and with the sim, I get a one-way miss. And he was the best driver at TPC Sawgrass this week. Like legit, he was number one in driving.
Yeah, there you go.
And
Not a good look,
he knows what the driver's gonna do.
and so,
And
and
then
this is one thing that whether Scotty will keep it in after this week, I don't know, because his play is usually that cut, right? His go-to shot is usually that cut. But when he tried to hit that, it was going left. But my guess is that when he, and it's much more noticeable on the last two versions, TaylorMade versions. But my guess is when he hits that cut, it's a little heely. They have gotten it to the point where the last two, it's way more, because I've hit it, and that's the reason I will those last two versions of, or last couple of versions of the stealth with this twist face. When I hit it on the hill, it goes left, and I don't want that, right? My miss tends to be on the heel, right? When I miss it on the heel, I'm expecting that to cut. When it goes left off of that, it's no bueno. And that was his miss. So he actually started going to like a little, I won't say it wasn't a trap draw, but he started going to more of like a pull, right? So that he didn't hit that shot when he was trying to hit a cut. And whether that's he was just getting crossed up when he was trying to hit that cut, or it was a function of the driver. But it he said he drove it okay, but he went away from trying to hit the cut. Every couple of times he tried to hit it, he pulled it left. So who knows how long it is it'll stay in his bag. And it seems to just be with the driver, because I don't think I've heard any complaints about the three wood. I think it's just been the driver that's been the biggest complaint. But he won with it,
He
and
did.
people are calling him a savior, which is kind of funny.
I think Stealth 2 has another win. Wasn't that Scheffler before?
Kiriyama.
Oh, Kiriyama.
Kiriyama won with it.
But he's rocking it. He's got Ventus black through the bag on the woods. And I think the thing that stands out too, I mean, he's got the Srixon ZU85 3 and 4 iron.
And like I said, he didn't hit those much. He's one of the few guys in the last little bit that hasn't had a higher lofted barrier wood in the bag. But yeah, then he goes into, so like I said, he must have, so that's one, two. Yeah, so he's got all, so he's got five. So he's got six clubs. So he must only have an eight, he must only sign an eight club contract with TaylorMade when he did sign that, because he's got that, and then he's got the TaylorMade P7TWs, which he's played for a while. So he's, like I said, he's played these. He just officially, this last year, was it last year that he officially like signed a contract with them? He was playing them, but he didn't have a contract with
Yeah,
them before this.
he's always gamed them. Maybe they should name him the P7SS. I think he's won more tournaments with these irons than Tiger has. So.
Facts, that is facts right there. But in his wedges, he goes 50, 56, both F grinds, higher bounce F grinds as well, and then the trusty T grind. But if you see his, he doesn't have the leading edge. He uses his T grind a little different, right? It gives him the option, but he utilizes it a little bit different. He makes it work in the way that I don't think I could. I would stick it in the ground a lot.
There is still a lot of bounce on the T grind, as
Yes.
in like static measured bounce.
Yes.
Because I know people say it's a 60-04, but again, what they actually put on there doesn't mean anything anymore. But it's fun to dream.
Yeah.
But It's actually got about 16 to 17 degrees measured bounce on that leading pad. And
Right.
you can put it back in your stance and still, hit some nice bump and runs without getting it to
Which is what
jab.
he does, because he plays that lower shot quite a bit.
It's a
With it,
nice little zipper. It
yeah.
checks up and releases. It's cool.
It's definitely utilized different than a lot of the guys utilize it, but
Yeah, and the
the
course conditions out there were firm, in and around the greens. They weren't like super duper firm, but
Right.
they weren't close to soft. So this wedge you could really get away with.
Yeah.
And it typically in Bermuda, you wouldn't want to play a tee grind. I've done that before, but again, the conditions I played in were in the fall and they were wet, and
Yeah.
I did nothing but pull up Bermuda by the pelt. But if you're in the nice TPC Sawgrass where the Bermuda's dormant, they overgrow it with rye, or maybe that's not
Yeah.
right now, but
I don't know.
it's when it's firm, it's just it's a much
It
different
was a
scenario.
little bit. It didn't look quite as crazy as it can get, but I think, like I said, some of that is the way that he utilizes it, right? He exposes a lot more bounce on that than a lot of guys do when they're using it.
Yeah.
He
And
utilizes it a little bit differently than those guys do, so.
I think Vokey started listening to our podcast because we just kept highlighting how the tee grind kept winning everything. It was like at least over a 50% win rate last year.
Yeah.
And because of that, they actually made the tee grind standard issue on the SM9s this year. So if you didn't want to pony up for the wedge works, you can now get it as a standard issue, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. So there's that. But like I said, I don't think we're going to see. We'll, I guess, is two or three more times we'll be highlighting this bag, and it's probably not going to be much different, except for maybe the driver to
Maybe the
be.
driver. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you think we'll be highlighting it for the Masters?
No.
Oh,
No.
bold.
Nope. Like I said, it's not totally like totally out of the range, but I don't think so. How many times have we had a back to back at the Masters?
Think the last guy to do it was Mr. Woods. Or was it Bubba? Did
Did
Bubba go
Bubba
back
go
to
back to
back?
back? Ooh. Let's see.
Think it was Bubba. The answer is no. Sorry. I was right.
Were you?
No. Wait.
I don't think so. Maybe.
Okay.
Oh, there's only been three guys who have done it: Jack
Only
Nicklaus, Nick
three.
Faldo, and Ilja Tiger Woods. So. Of that, yes, you're correct.
I was my first, my intuition was correct. Mr. T
Nick,
Dub.
yeah, Nicklaus in 65, 66, Faldo in 89, 90, and then 2000, 2001. So there's a good chance that that's not happening.
You kind of have to be amazing. But hey, he is
Yeah,
amazing right now.
he is pretty amazing right now. So yeah, we will see.
And I think it's awesome. He's got a killer bag. He does have a nice Scotty Cameron putter. There is a little bit of juice on this putter. So it is shaped essentially just like a special select, the last year's model, or even the new one, but new one has some modifications that make it different. So for all intents and purposes, this is a special select, but Scotty very rarely offers a GSS head with adjustable weights. So he built this one specifically for Scotty to have the adjustable weights, which is pretty cool. So that's what kind of
Think
makes his
he
putter a little
changes
bit
those
more.
out? They're
I don't think he does,
heavy. He's
but
got 25s in there. What is the length of
he's got
Scotty's putter?
25s in there, and they're like goldish, so maybe they're like bronze or something. I don't know.
They're just, it looks like they're just like the raw, just the raw steel. I wonder, raw tungsten, maybe.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. And what's fun is that it doesn't have to be splattered with so many names on there, because he happens to, have a name of Scotty, even though it's spelled IE. But it's still nice to have the same name as the guy who makes your putter.
Yeah, makes it a little easier. It would have been cool if he would have done it. I.e., just to the to his, but I don't what I don't know. It's
Pretty
like I
sick.
said, there, like I said, I don't know what the length of it is, but with 25s, it's got to be a heavier weight putter.
Yeah, maybe you want just to have your head.
Yeah.
I don't know what that head weighs without the weights either. So there is that.
Show, but yeah, that's it. Like I said, we'll have a couple of tournaments. We'll have a live tournament, got it in Tuscan,
Ooh.
Arizona coming up. Like I said, not a lot of buzz going around live right now, and people are talking, but I don't know. I think they're making things, and they're being quiet and doing. Making sure their products getting better.
Yeah, I think the biggest news that came out was that through the CW ratings, their viewership wasn't as high.
No. But they also have multiple, right? Because I watched it on the app.
Yeah, I watched it on the Live app, which was a straight stream of live, and I was
Yeah.
like, this is easy. I watched it on the CW one too, just depending on the scenario, but
Yeah, if I was at home, I would have watched it on the C-Dub. But where it gives you the more options, you're not necessarily having to pull it through. Because I think anything else, right? If you do it through, if you go through the PGA Tour app, it pulls up it puts you to the broadcast. So my guess is it still pulls up the ratings from that. But I don't.
Yep.
Could be different. But I think that's it. Everybody, thanks for listening. It's getting close to golfing weather, so we're getting happier here in Utah. But yeah, thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed it, give us a rating and review. And
Right
until
on.
next time, we're out.